This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to the mouth and a red flag.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com. Friday, best day of the week. We're fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, Jason Swain here. Oh my goodness, so many topics to go over today. So much conversation that we will have today on the show. Swain Event TV. And our one is driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com, where you can watch the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. If you are traveling outside of Knoxville, you can listen to us on the Swain Event app, free for Android and Apple devices. And if you are cruising around Knoxville with your convertible, top down, hair in the wind, and you want to listen to us on the radio, you can do that at 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. 865-255-03 is our telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Good morning, individuals. Charlie, Benjamin, good morning.
Good morning, team.
What's up?
Today is going to be a beautiful day. Do you know why? Other than it being Friday.
It's not going to rain.
I hope it does rain.
Me too.
For other reasons.
Well, I just want my grass to get some water. I'm trying to water my grass.
Incredibles 2 comes out tonight. Incredibles was a beautiful movie.
Beats me.
Back, I guess it came out when I was in middle school, the first one. But I loved that movie. And, you know, they kind of left you hanging there at the end if you've seen the Incredibles movie. And the long-awaited return is today.
That's your franchise.
What do you mean? Like my movie franchise that
there are certain movies that I will get, like when Christopher Nolan was doing the Dark Knight movies.
Okay.
Every single time one of those came out, I was like, hey, let's go see it opening night or whatever kind of thing. No. That's really almost the only movie franchise I ever did that with.
It's not my franchise. I'm just excited to see the movie.
It should be good.
Honestly, my franchise growing up was Toy Story. Toy Story was
so
my
so
movie.
Good.
So good. I was excited when Toy Story 3 came out a couple years ago.
And they almost burned up in the incinerator at the end.
Yes.
Could have been very sad. It was kind of dark.
I started crying almost.
Interesting. Interesting, fellas. Interesting.
Just a little insight into me and Ben there.
Charlie.
What's up?
How you doing?
Doing very well. Got to play golf yesterday, and that's always fun.
Did you shoot good? Did you pull a Tiger Woods yesterday?
In that I shot 8 over?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't even. I shot better than Tiger Woods did. But, of course, I only played 9 holes. So, you know.
That's all you need right there.
Yeah. I think on 9 holes I shot like a 41 or something. So,
but 9 holes you shot a 41? Oh, okay.
Of course I was playing was fairly easy, though.
I thought you were saying 41, like you plus 41, but because I would be doing good to be like plus 100 on 18 holes.
That, if you don't play much, that's pretty standard, I'd say.
I would be doing good to break 100.
Golf's a fickle game.
Glad you guys are doing very well.
How are you doing this morning, Jason?
Things are just off the tracks right off the bat.
I'm doing great, man. Today we'll talk to Mark Nagy to talk about his new book, Decade of Dysfunction. He covered Tennessee very, very closely as a reporter for a local station here. And now he's a very important piece to our transportation here in the state of Tennessee. He works with TDOT, but he does a lot of awesome freelance work. And this is a project that I think we've all been waiting for to be released, and that is the book of Decade of Dysfunction that is available now. We'll have him on at 7:30 to talk about that. Tons of stuff to discuss today. Brandon Kennedy finally here on campus, and that was made public, but I think many people knew about him coming to Tennessee for several weeks. Glad that it's official. Makes the offensive line situation a whole lot easier, and it's a reason. There's a really good reason to be a little bit optimistic about what this offense can potentially do with Brandon Kennedy being able to come here and not only play this year, but play next year as well. A lot of good recruiting nuggets to get to today. Really, really, really good players that we will discuss. Very important quarterback to discuss, that is Alabama commitment, that we will talk about as well. So some good stuff to go over today here in a Swain event. 865-255-03. I'm clean, but I wore the shirt on the show yesterday, if you didn't notice.
Oof.
It's clean, though.
I can't smell you from sitting right beside you, so that's, you know.
It smells good.
Well, that's my general.
I wore it yesterday just for the show. I go upstairs, and then I changed my shirt to go work the Tennessee Legends football camp.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put the shirt in the same place, and then this morning I said, well, it's clean, it doesn't stink, I'm gonna put it back on. Am I nasty?
No.
I'm good.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Could be worse. I mean, I wear this hat like most days.
I know, I can smell it from here.
I'll throw it in the washer. It
smells like sour milk.
Buttermilk?
Yeah.
Does it smell like buttermilk?
Let's not talk about buttermilk.
Ben is still
scarred
from the other day.
I took a shower.
Much appreciated, by the way.
I think I put on deodorant.
You probably needed to take a shower and put on deodorant after you were outside coaching those kids yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was hot yesterday.
Well, absolutely. I did that. But I'm just saying, this shirt, I did not wear this shirt when I was training yesterday. I just wore it for the show.
How long does this camp run to?
To Saturday.
Okay, good. Because you know the temperature on Sunday?
It's going to be really hot.
95 degrees.
It was hot yesterday. We had to get off the field early.
Yeah, it's either going to be 95 or it's going to feel like 95.
Yeah, which on field turf is
not fun.
You can add another 15, 20 degrees to that. So, yeah, we had to wrap up a little early yesterday. It was very, very hot. It was about 90 degrees. And
92, 93, 92 for the next 3 days.
Yeah, those kids, they look really tired. So, yeah. Today, I will be prepared. I will have a cooler. I will be stopping by a gas station on my way to Sevierville, and I will be getting myself a bag of ice, filling that cooler with my ice, and having some water and making sure that I stay hydrated. Because yesterday, I wasn't ready.
what high school is this taking place at?
Northview Academy.
Okay, well, I'm just blind and can't read because the pictures that Jabari posted yesterday, I was trying to figure out where it was, and it kind of looked like a Catholic's turf field.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Northview Academy, right down the street from Smokies Stadium. So
Joy,
we are going. Yeah, we were right next to you, Ben. So today there's going to be a lot of the Tennessee legends that will be going to the Smokies game this evening. So, looking forward to that, Benjamin.
Well, since you're going out there, correct? Potentially?
That is the plan.
Well, since you're going to be there, so I have many duties. My during the game duty is to run the pitch clock.
Okay.
To make sure the game speeds right along. So since you're going to be there, why don't you just head on up to the press box and you can run the pitch clock for the game.
All right. Sounds good.
And I'll go home and go to sleep.
Tony Robinson, I think, is throwing out the first pitch.
T-Rob is throwing out the first pitch. And
very cool.
I mean, there's going to be several Vols. I know Gerald Riggs Jr. and Cedric Houston were the two that stood out to me because they were two of my favorite running backs growing up. You got Jabari Davis, Eric Westmoreland, Cedric Houston, A.J. Johnson, yourself, D'Angelo Lloyd, Herman Lathers, Chris Treese, Justin Harrell, Alan Wallace, and Tony Robinson.
Yep. We'll be all out there, man. Hefney brought a couple of his cousins and to the camp. He drove over from South Carolina, and so we were out there, and we get together, man, tell those old stories. Really, really, really fun. So, all right, let's get to the B-Dry Waterproof Hotline. Andy, you are, sir, you have two strikes, no profanity on the show. If you drop another four-letter word, Andy, we're going to have to suspend you like Nick Saban suspends his players, okay? So, which means we're not going to do anything.
All right, brother. I'm gonna be good.
All right, Andy.
I didn't mean to do that yesterday.
You gotta be good, Andy, or we gonna suspend you like Nick Saban, which means we gonna just slap you on the wrist.
All right.
All right, Andy. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, first off, yeah, it's great to see Brandon Kennedy on campus.
Oh yeah, big addition.
And for what I'm hearing, I don't know how you pronounce his name. It's Hawaiian. Taulia. Tagawala, is that how you say it?
Taulia Tagovailoa. Yeah.
I think Andy had it right, dude. Don't correct.
Taulia.
Andy. It's Taulia. It's Taulia. Taulia's his first name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Taulia.
Well, supposedly he's supposed to be down there this weekend, which I know Zach Galvato or whatever, he went to Texas A&M, which that was just dumb anyway, if you ask me, but... whatever he decided, that's great for him, I guess.
Yeah, it was dumb, and you know we really didn't want him anyways, right?
Exactly.
it's just like Fred White says, we ain't worried about it.
Hey, if you don't come to Tennessee, we didn't want you anyways. If you come to Tennessee, you are first on the board. You are number one choice.
Big character issues.
Yes. We.
It makes room for better ones.
That's how it works. That's how it works here.
And I will see you Saturday, I guess, at Toyota of Knoxville. You are going to be there, I reckon, ain't you?
Yep. I plan on it.
Well, I'm looking forward to that tomorrow.
Well,
I'm excited.
Well, Andy, in person, you can say bad words all you want to.
Curse
okay?
all you want, when not on the radio.
Just not on the radio. Okay.
Well, I
okay,
didn't mean
Andy.
To yesterday. I got out of line.
That's what happens when you don't get a lot of sleep, Andy. So.
I didn't know what I did, honestly. I called back. I said, "What did I do?" Because I didn't have a clue.
S word, Andy. Andy, listen. Let me help you out here. So growing up. There was times when I would say things I didn't need to say, but they were not in front of my parents, okay? There was also times when I would say things I wasn't supposed to say, but I didn't do it at church. There's a time and a place, Andy, and I want you, my friend, to think of the Swain event like church. So when you walk into the church doors, you have to be on your best behavior, Andy, okay? You don't go into church just saying the same things you were saying with your buddies on Friday night. You said the S word, Andy, and you didn't even know it.
Well, my mom has a worse mouth than I do, so I guess that's where I get it from.
Hey, I understand, man. Andy, I'm only messing with you. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow, brother.
All right, see you, Andy. 865-255-03. Take our first break of the day. Yeah, if you... Andy's like, I don't know what I said. Andy, you said the S word, man, on live radio.
I like to, when it comes to profanity, this is how, if you like get in trouble for cursing too much at work or something, how I always like to think about it is I don't curse a lot so that when I do, it has a lot of impact where people are like, oh, okay, well,
Charlie,
he means it this time.
Charlie, when you cuss, I laugh.
Well.
Sometimes I try to be funny when I curse.
Yeah. Andy get together.
Charlie's like when your mom cusses and you just kind of laugh. It just feels awkward. It doesn't feel right. Like you know she's being serious, but you're like, I can't take you seriously when you cuss.
My mom just said the F word.
Because my mom.
It's time and a place. My mom. This is not the time. This is not the time. 865-200-5503 is our telephone number. Swain Event, hour one, driven by Toyota Knoxville. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in. They care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerrica Steele a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerrica Steele and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
All right, this shirt is better. This shirt might be a little bit cleaner. Even though I don't think the other shirt was dirty, but this shirt is definitely clean. This shirt is fresh out of the dryer. And it has a Power 2 on it, so it's definitely better. 865-200-5503, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. We'll talk to Mark Nagy here in about 10 minutes. But first, Brandon Kennedy, finally. On Rocky Top, a little weird to me, but still, I'm happy that Tennessee got themselves an immediate starter. I don't know in what scenario, he is not the starter for Tennessee this football season unless – never mind. He will be the starter for Tennessee this football season. Okay? There's no reason why you would come to Tennessee after playing in Alabama as a grad transfer if you didn't know that you were going to be the starter. So I'm going to go ahead and pencil him in as a starter. The question now is, where is Trey Smith going to play when he is back? And originally, I just automatically assumed he was going to play tackle. Well, he can play tackle. But if he can play guard, which he's more than capable of doing, yes, he's going to make more money at tackle if he stays there and plays that at the next level. But he can play both positions and be very, very, very dominant at either position. So you could see him possibly at guard. Jerome Carvin is looking really, 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 really good. Had a really good spring as a freshman. So he will fight for some opportunities there at guard. If you can have Drew Richmond and Chance Hall at tackle – and they're healthy. I mean, hey, we might have something here. We may have an offense that not only will look different as far as formations and philosophy and tempo and all these things, but they will really look different as far as players being in different positions from last year and new players. Dominic Wood Anderson, Brandon Kennedy. There's a chance that Keller Chris could play and start. You got Mondre London. This feels like Kentucky basketball. Our offense may look like Kentucky basketball, where you have to pull up the roster on your phone or pull out the media guide to know who's actually playing, because there's so many new faces. This is a good thing.
Last week we had the conversation, or it might have been Monday, about kind of positivity surrounding this upcoming season and kind of how that has progressed throughout the offseason, starting in January or December, rather, when Jeremy Pruitt was hired. This adds nothing but positivity and optimism because I know y'all have heard me say a bazillion times on the show is that the reason I think Tennessee kind of struggles to get to a bowl game is because of the offensive line play, and this just really changes kind of what I think this season can be with the addition of Brandon Kennedy, because it shores up a spot on the offensive line. Now you're still struggling for depth at offensive line, but now you at least have a key cog that can line up in the middle, line up at center, line up at guard. You can have somebody that you can rely on, something that you weren't going to have. You were maybe going to have to rely on a true freshman in the SEC, which the last time Tennessee had to rely on a true freshman along the offensive line in the SEC was the year that Coleman Thomas had to line up at right tackle and go against Eric Striker from Oklahoma. So it's nice to have a guy who has SEC experience at a big-time program that can come in and kind of lock down a position right away.
It's not even that entirely that we should be happy about this addition of Brandon Kennedy. Yes, we're getting a player who has SEC experience, but we're getting a player that knows exactly what Jeremy Pruitt wants, who gets the entire Nick Saban system and the level of expectations and how you're supposed to go about your business every single day. Pruitt's not going to do every single little thing like Nick Saban, but you better believe that they're cut from the same cloth as far as their intensity level, their defensive philosophy, what they believe in makes up winning teams as far as discipline and accountability. Brandon Kennedy inserted on this offense with this football team. Now he can relay the message to the other players like, hey, man, this is how Jeremy Pruitt rolls. If you want to get along with Pruitt, if you want to be a Jeremy Pruitt guy, and I asked Coach Pruitt that when he was on the show, like, what makes a Jeremy Pruitt guy? Brandon Kennedy is going to let these other players know, hey, this is how you get on Coach Pruitt's good side. This is what they want. Sometimes it takes players a while to figure out, okay, this is what my coach expects of me. This is why he's yelling at me. Sometimes the coach doesn't sit you down and tell you, hey, this is why we have a problem with you. This is why you feel like I'm always on you and I'm picking on you. Because this is what I expect. Brandon Kennedy can let these players know that in the locker room, in the training room, at lunch. So you're adding instant potential leadership here on the offensive line with Brandon Kennedy. That's why this move is so big.
Not only that, but you're kind of setting up a situation to where Jarrett Guarantano and Keller Chris can succeed. There for a while, it was looking like no matter who wins the starting quarterback job, they're going to have a problem succeeding because they're not going to have time to do anything. Now, assuming that you can stay as injury-free as possible, they'll be able to show off their talents. And I think that's advantageous for Jarrett Guarantano, obviously, and advantageous for Keller Christ and the running back room, because I'm a big believer that Tennessee's running back room has a lot of talent. Ty Chandler, Madre London, guys like that. Tim Jordan, I think, has the potential to be – there's no reason he can't 50, 70 carries this season. It really shores up the inside of that offensive line.
The offensive line is still very much predicated on development, though. I think that's you are absolutely getting instant help in Brandon Kennedy, Trey Smith. Lord willing, he plays. It is going to be instantly awesome. But other than that, a guy like Chance Hall should be senior leadership, but he's been injured. You got to get him back. Drew Richmond needs to take a lot of steps forward from where he's been. You got a lot of that on this line where the bodies you have and the potential that they have is high, but it's going to take development and moving these guys forward for them to really be the wall you need them to be. But this, without a doubt, this is extremely encouraging. I mean, you can't understate how important this is for this offensive line.
When you look at the roster now, you actually have guys that, like, oh, along the offensive line that, oh, we kind of have some players now. I mean, mm-hmm. You have Trey Smith, you have Drew Richmond, you have Riley Locklear, who got a little playing time last year. You got Marcus Tatum, who received a redshirt last year, so now he's a redshirt sophomore. Put some more weight on him. You've got Ryan Johnson, who had some playing time last year. You have Jerome Carvin, who received some experience in the spring, and he'll figure to be a good offensive lineman down the road. You have Chance Hall. As you mentioned, he's a senior, and he has playing experience. It's just all about staying healthy for him. And even a guy like Devontae Brooks, I mean, he's received a lot of playing time in the past.
Yep.
And then you still have Jameer Johnson, the JUCO offensive lineman, coming in. So it was kind of looking worrisome there for a while, but when you kind of go down the list, I mean, you have guys who have experience along the offensive line. It's just a matter of being able to click, and the good thing about this system is they're not going to have to do a lot.
865-255-03. We'll talk to Martin Nagy, his book, Decade of Dysfunction. I wonder what he's talking about. I wonder what the book is about. I wonder what football program he's writing this book about.
Who has had a full decade of dysfunction? I can't think of
the Alabama Crimson Tide.
I have no
They've
clue.
Been terrible the last decade.
So we'll take a break and come back with Mark Nagy, who's always fun to talk to here on the Swain Event. Stay with us. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Up goes your car insurance.
No
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Jason Swain here. June is Men's Health Month. Gentlemen, question. Do you know your numbers? You may know your blood pressure and cholesterol, but do you know your testosterone and prostate numbers? I know mine. I went to Low T Center. They made it quick and easy, and you'll know your results in about 20 minutes. And this month, Low T Center is even offering a special $50 testosterone and prostate level test. Gentlemen, don't wait anymore. Call Low T Center today at 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town, like a small town.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. We're joined now by Mark Nagy of Mark Nagy Incorporated. How about that? Author of Decade Dysfunction, now available via the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. He joined us right now, taking out a few minutes on a busy Friday to join us, and we really, really appreciate it. Mark, good morning.
Jason, good morning. How are you?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. I am excited to get this book, read it. I know you talked to a ton of people to contribute to this book. I'm very looking forward to reading it. My first question is, what gave you the motivation to say, you know what, I'm going to write a book? Like, where and when was the idea created?
Well, I'd read some oral history articles over the past few years about, you know, the night Lane Kiffin left and the Derek Dooley tenure. And this past time, I wrote one just about the Greg Schiano Sunday. And while I was writing it, I just realized there's so much more to the story. And what you kind of saw from that weekend was the perception was nationally that a bunch of Tennessee hillbillies went crazy because they didn't hire John Gruden, and that's why they squashed the Schiano hire, when in actuality there's a ton more to the story, and it had been building ever since November of 2008 when Phil Fulmer was fired. And, you know, from Lane Kiffin leaving in the middle of the night to Derek Dooley's going 4-19 of the SEC to Butch Jones not being able to get the team over the hump, and a lot of stuff behind the scenes as well. So I just felt there was a lot more to the story, and I got the idea to try and put it all into what I keep calling a historical document, because that's what I feel like the book is.
Do you feel like you had an advantage being someone that covered Tennessee as a local reporter before now doing what you do now for, I guess, the state of Tennessee?
Yeah. Well, it's funny, Jason, because I keep trying to tell people this. Like, you're going to write another book. I said, I don't really know enough about anything else to write another book. You know, a lot, like, frankly, especially the first few chapters, it was a big stream of consciousness. I banged out the first three or four chapters in one weekend and then just put the finishing touches on them later because, you know, I was still working at Channel 6 during, you know, the end of the Fulmer years and the Lane Kiffin year, and those were some of the most, you know, memorable times in the history of the program. So I think that helped. Certainly it also helped, you know, knowing so many of you guys, you know, knowing so many, you know, former administrators, former coaches, former players, and certainly media and fans.
Mark, through writing all of this, what is maybe the most interesting thing that happened while writing this book, while really researching what happened in the last decade?
That's really difficult because there's so many, you know, things that you just can't, you couldn't write a script about this. You know, in no way, shape, or form, you know, is Derek Dooley at that point in his coaching career prepared, ready, or qualified to be the head coach of the University of Tennessee in January of 2010. But that's what happened. You know, and he realized it too. He knew that had it not been for the extreme situation that he was in, there's no way he's getting that Tennessee job. One of the things that I always look back at, just to talk about that time, was when Tennessee didn't give the job on an interim basis to Kippy Brown. Mm. And I've always looked at it this way. Kippy Brown was a Tennessee guy. That was going to be his third time as a Tennessee assistant coach because Lane Kiffin only hired him 5 or 6 weeks before. You know, he's from Sweetwater, lives, breathes, dies University of Tennessee. And he was one of the guys that basically that night when Kiffin left that kept control in the room.
That's right.
Things could have really gotten out of control. So if Kippy, what I've always maintained is this, give him the job for the year. If he succeeds, great. If he doesn't succeed, at least you've given yourself a year to kind of get your bearings and you don't make a panic hire. And that's what happened. They made a panic hire, Derek Dooley.
Yep, sure did. That's exactly what happened. And were you in that room that night when they were like, no questions?
I was in the room the night that Phil Fulmer was fired, but I was not in the room the night that Lane Kiffin left. I was home with my daughter who had pneumonia. Funny story with that. I had been laying with my daughter all night. She slept on me all day with pneumonia. She's fine. All of a sudden the phone rings and it's my mother-in-law, and I pick up the phone and she just says, "Hey, Lane Kiffin just resigned." That's how I find out. She was watching on TV. and then I went in the next day. But the night that Lane Kiffin left is, you know, it's 1A and 1B as far as the strangest times in the history of Tennessee football. That for just one night, and then the Schiano deal just because of how everything blew up that Sunday.
Mark Nagy here in a Swain event, author of Decade of Dysfunction, where he's talking about a different program, not Tennessee. Totally kidding. Totally talking about Tennessee for sure. Okay, Mark, when did you know to say, okay, I am not going to wait any longer to put this book out because if I wait any longer, there's going to be some new news that drops on Rocky Top or some type of new drama because if you just wait 5 or 6 weeks or maybe even a week, someone else is getting fired or some other drama is taking place. I know you were towards the end of your book, and Beverly Davenport gets let go, and then you have all that stuff that went on. How did you handle saying, you know what, I got to hurry up and get this book out before something else happens, and I got to, you know, edit my book, and my book will never get out?
Right. Well, it's funny because the book was pretty much done and getting ready to, you know, send to editing when all the emails and direct messages and text messages to John Curry and other folks at UT were released. So I couldn't just leave the book without that stuff in. So I had to basically re-edit like the final 5 or 6 chapters. And then once again, everything was just about done. And then Beverly Davenport got fired by President DiPietro. And I finally, after that, I just realized, look, it is what it is. I'm going to release the book. And then a week later, we're going to find out that Carl Pickens was offered the job. when Lane Kiffin got fired. Who knows what's going to happen? I basically gave up. I capitulated, Jason. I just realized, look, there's nothing I can do about it. I just got to get this thing out and just hope it's not too ridiculous within a 2 or 3 week period.
Now, Mark, you already mentioned it, the oral history of the Schiano debacle, and you got some of my comments in there. But what I want to know is, what were your thoughts during that day? Because you didn't go as far into that in that article.
Well, what I thought for that Sunday was that Tennessee at that time, basically since Fulmer's firing, there was a bit of an, or since Lane Kiffin left, there was a bit of an inferiority complex around Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And it was because that was the first time that somebody told Tennessee, hey, I would rather be someplace else. You know, Johnny Majors, that was his dream job. He's there from 77 to 92. Yep. Bill Fulmer was his dream job. He's there from 93 to 2008. And Lane Kiffin leaves in 13 and a half months. So since then, Tennessee had been fighting through this inferiority complex, and that's kind of what I looked at with Greg Schiano, because Greg Schiano was not on anybody's coaching hot board. You could have had Greg Schiano anytime that you wanted. You could have gone and tried Mike Gundy and tried Jeff Brom, tried whoever it is you want to do, and you could have had Greg Schiano available as a 6th, 7th, or 8th choice if you had gotten that far down the line. You know, the fact that they were trying to hire him the day after the season had ended, and all the public records requests showed that it pretty much looked like it was Dan Mullen. He went to Florida, so then they just picked Greg Schiano. And I felt like it was a hire that just wasn't going to work. And I've said this before. I've applauded what Tennessee fans did, because without what Tennessee fans did, without them wanting to have more of a say in their program, Greg Schiano is still your head coach today.
Woo! Hey, Mark, how can people get the book? We've been talking about the book and some of the things that's inside the book, but we have not told the good people how they can get their hands on it.
Yeah, simple enough. You can go to my Twitter feed. I've got the links there. That's at Mark Nagy, MarkNagi. I know a lot of folks are on Amazon as well. That may even be a simpler way. Just go to Amazon and search Decade of Dysfunction. It's on Amazon for print and for Kindle as well.
You did make a request down there in Tuscaloosa to get Butch Jones to be a part of the book. How was that process, Mark?
Oh, it was great, Jason. The response was wonderful. No, we all know Nick Saban's media policies are fairly stringent. You know, Lane Kiffin for 3 years was basically in the witness relocation program, so you never heard from him, which is why, you know, him being back on Twitter is so entertaining now.
That's great.
I asked Alabama's SID, their department. I made a request to speak to Butch Jones. Not surprising that I did not get a response back.
Boy, that could have took the book to the next level, man. A nice quote from Butch Jones. That would have been great. I think, Mark, we are almost guaranteed like a sequel to your book, because things are going to continue. Hopefully, it's not as bad, but we're going to get some more stuff here at University of Tennessee. Hopefully, you know, the next decade is good, but it looks like it's setting up to at least get you to write another book, Decade of Dysfunction 2.
Yeah, I joked around before. I said, if I write another book, it's going to be Decade of Dysfunction 2, Electric Boogaloo. That's the only way that I'm going to actually write the book, if I can title it that way. No, what I'll say is this. I really hope that the next 10 years are kind of like the glory years of Tennessee football. It's kind of where I take on the name, because the old Decade of Dominance, video. Yeah. And we all remember how unbelievable Tennessee was during that time. I think that Tennessee's on the right track with Phil Fulmer as the athletic director and Jeremy Pruitt. This is his first go-round as a head coach, but, you know, there's very few people that he could call on for assistance better than having Phil Fulmer just a few doors away. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing, I just think, is having Phil Fulmer in charge brings the much-needed stability to that department that you have not had in quite a long time. And, you know, from everybody that I've talked to, folks that are still over there, folks that had gone elsewhere over the past 10 years, I couldn't find one person that felt like the hiring was a negative. Yeah. So I think if you're a Tennessee fan at the end of the day, that's what you have to really be excited about.
I don't know many things, Mark, in life, but I am confident in saying I don't think there's going to be a decade of dysfunction too. I don't know if there's going to be a decade of domination, but I can for sure say that it won't be another decade of dysfunction with Coach Fulmer being there.
Yeah, well, you know, the other part of it too is, think about this, for the coaches that were hired after Fulmer, Kiffin was young and, you know, cocky and brash, and that was viewed the wrong way. Dooley was goofy and in over his head. Butch was very concerned with the marketing and cliches and had issues as far as game management were concerned. Jeremy Pruitt is just a football coach, and there's nothing wrong. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that Tennessee needs that desperately right now. Somebody who's not worried about all the other things, and I think that that's what you have with Jeremy Pruitt. And again, I think that I don't think that you're headed towards a 2008-2017 period again. And I do think that Tennessee is on the right track. Doesn't mean they're going to start winning SEC titles again. Who knows? But I think that Tennessee is definitely in a better place today than they were during most of the past 10 years.
At Mark Nagy on Twitter, and that is MarkNagi on Twitter. You can get his book there. Check out his profile. He has some links available for you. Also on Amazon, so just search Decade of Dysfunction. And we got to support our own local man right here. Mr. Mark Nagy in the Knoxville community, great book, does great work, very, very, very funny on Twitter, and a great follow, so make sure you follow Mark. And Mark, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I can't wait to get my copy. Where do we get our copy, Mark? Do we need to go through Amazon, or can we meet you at the corner of Weigel's or something?
We'll figure out a way to get that done, I promise.
All right, Mark. Hey, thanks so much for your time. Hope you have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You guys as well.
All right. Did you catch the gas station that I used and did not use? Just saying. 865-200-5503, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, Swain Events, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, Brandon Kennedy, now of all, he's going to look so much better in orange. Oh, he's going to look so great. Got some recruiting stuff to go over. Marcus Tatum gets an extra year. I'm pretty sure that was a big weight off his shoulders, wondering if he was going to have that extra year or not. But he will. We will discuss Marcus Tatum getting an extra year and his role on the offensive line. Tons to get to here in the Swain event. Attaboy comes up next. Stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Today will be sunny and hot with a high near 91 and a low around 67. There is a 30% chance of showers tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 89 and a low around 69. A 50% chance of rain on Sunday with a high in the upper 80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
With the hot weather and humidity comes mosquitoes and other pests. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control take care of that problem for you. They offer one-time or package treatments that control biting adults as well as larvae. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has been in business since 1971 and is local and family-owned. They offer free estimates and quotes with no obligations. So don't get bit anymore. Go with the pest control company you can trust. Call Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're a hell of a guy, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Home, remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for Attaboy, where we highlight positivity. I love it. So much easier to do radio now. So much easier. When you have to tell the truth, sometimes you are negative because you got to tell the truth about what's going on. But it's so much easier now to be able to do sports talk radio around here. And for that, I'm very, very thankful and appreciative. So thank you. Thank you. So much Tennessee right now. Love you. Attaboy, where we highlight positivity. And I'm going to, I guess I can say, what, Knoxville or New Orleans? Which one? What's the place? I guess New Orleans, okay? Former Tennessee wide receiver Josh Smith got an invitation to try out for the New Orleans Saints after the NFL draft. He was not immediately signed as a free agent. He had to try out. After trying out with the Saints, he was signed to a 3-year free agent deal with the Saints. What does that mean? It means that he has a contract in place, and if he makes the 53-man roster, then he will be good to go. He will make the league minimum there as a rookie, and he will probably be someone's new cousin, because he's going to have a lot more money. So, yes, he still has work to do. He did not make the team yet, but to go from a invited player to just try out for the team to being signed is a very, very huge accomplishment for Josh Smith, who was not highly ranked coming out of high school, that played for trash offense and was very injury prone here at Tennessee. Happy for him. He also had a very weird incident that took place later in his career that could have been a very, very big distraction that took care of itself. He's also getting married. And so a lot of good things happening in Josh Smith's life, and I'm happy for him. And congratulations on being signed with the Saints. That is a one place, and it's a really cool opportunity for him. That is a one place where it doesn't matter what you did in college, what your your size, your speed, all those things. It doesn't matter. If you can play wide receiver, you can be successful in the Saints offense. If you can run routes, you understand how to get open, how to stay open, you could make that football team. You look at the Saints over the last couple years, they have stayed away from signing big-time free agents at the wide receiver position. They have signed some first-round guys. They signed Brandon Cooks out of Oregon State. They drafted Meacham there in 07. But those guys were not even the main receiver in that offense. It was guys like Marcus Colston. They went out and they drafted Mike Thomas from Ohio State. They feel like they can develop wide receivers better than pretty much every team in the league. And they have done a really, really good job. You look at Willie Snead at one point, was one of the top receivers. So Josh Smith is in a really good spot there in New Orleans. And, hey, he's reunited with Alvin Kamara, so he's good to go. All right, what y'all got?
I just had – I guess this is an attaboy. I because it seems like a positive thing. Marcus Tatum will be getting a red shirt designation. He announced that on Twitter yesterday. If you don't know Marcus Tatum, he's an offensive lineman for Tennessee. And like I said, he announced yesterday on Twitter that he will be getting an additional year with the Vols, which is good because he's been injured and also just had a harder time coming up, as most of the guys who worked under Butch Jones had a hard time coming up and developing so far. In his 2 years with the Vols. And so that's exciting that you get a guy who I think will be a nice contributor for this team. You get him for another year. So that's a big, big plus. So attaboy to him.
Marcus needed this year. And I'm a Marcus Tatum fan. I was a Marcus Tatum fan coming out of high school because here is a gentleman that's from Daytona Beach who's right there in Gator territory, right above Orlando, below Jacksonville. That is Gator territory. And the Gators came in late and offered him a scholarship and really put the heat on him to get him to sign with the Gators. And he said no. He had made a commitment to Tennessee. He was loyal. He gets here, 6'6", great frame. But he was 254 pounds coming in. He needed this year. He needed to get back that extra year of eligibility so he can improve in the weight room. He finally now has a strength coach who understands completely how to run a college football program. So happy for Marcus Tatum and looking forward to his development over the next few years. 865-255-03. Touchdown Turnover is coming up next. 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports.